Now we have two Kanye's prostates.
We have both of his prostates online.
Yeah, Kanye has two prostates.
All both of them. Hi, welcome to podcast. Today we have guest and people who say words on it. I hope that you enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Yeah.
Now, when you said welcome to podcast, what is the podcast?
It's the first podcast ever.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
Well, it's just the first podcast, but it was the first podcast.
The first podcast ever, but the name of the podcast is just the first podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to fire a guy who said that once. Yeah.
Yeah, we had somebody who worked for us who was, it turns out he was sending out
emails. This is a really boring story. Let's not even tell it, Joe. Let's just do the episode. Yeah. Welcome to the first podcast.
We'll come back to it.
Welcome back. Yeah. Thank you for the couple of you who've been tuning in this entire afternoon. My name is Lars.
My name's Joe.
And with us today is salty DK Dan, a.k.a. Derek. Salty DK Dan.
That's me.
Salty. Or should we call you Derek or Dan, or what should we call you?
Honestly, I'm fine with like anything. Sometimes people call me Salty, sometimes people call me Dan, and sometimes people call me Derek. You can just call me Derek. That works too.
Okay, thank you, Brett. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay, so my name is Brett, and I run a channel on YouTube called Salty DK Dan, and it's a YouTube channel that makes videos. And there you go.
Unlike other YouTube channels that
which don't make videos.
I was wondering why nobody was making videos on a site that's for making videos. So I kind of pioneered it. So yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, you were the first YouTube channel.
YouTube channel.
I mean, okay. Like people had made YouTube channels in the past. They just weren't uploading anything. I was really confused about it.
Yeah, Joe, we were talking about this the other day. Remember we were like, oh, we should get people on who are like the first of something.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is a good example of that.
Yesterday.
Wow. That's the name of the. Wow.
Yeah.
The exactly. First podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The coin has dropped.
Congratulations to Sketch Screen, by the way, who just leveled up.
By the way, if you wanted to join Sketch Screen.
If you want to level up with Sketch Screen.
Yeah, that's discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune into these live. Wow, a lot of people are leveling up.
discord.t1podcast.com.
Thanks for joining us, by the way, if you're tuning in now. If you aren't, you're kind of a sucker.
If you're tuning in, you could see a recording chat that's going on as well as listening in live. And everybody's saying kind of kind words like, I'm kind of a gamer. Nice. Hi, yeah, sup. Whoa, gamer, you just leveled up.
Yeah, not every message on there is a winner, unfortunately. But, yeah. Anyway.
Join the festivities live.
Okay, Brett. So I'm kind of confused. When you said that you make videos, that's not very descriptive. Can you kind of go into a little bit of detail about that?
Oh, I make videos that I would like to watch. So, like, stuff like video game videos, dang, I don't even know how to describe my own freaking YouTube channel. That's really sad. Well, I like to make like funny YouTube videos. I like to make people laugh. And that's pretty much what I do. I have a series of videos called Have You Heard About? And that's kind of become the main shtick for the channel since a couple of months back. It's a series where I just take random internet subjects, like niche internet subjects, and I show them to my friends. To scar them for life. And it usually works, which is, you know, I'm really proud of that.
You made one such video about a month ago that I was watching earlier today. I really enjoyed it a lot. Have you heard about fast food training videos?
Yeah, I really like that video.
It's a good one.
I didn't watch that one because I already have. Like, I've already heard of that, so I knew, but...
So you have watched it.
It's not recommended. If you have heard of it, don't watch the video. Like, unsubscribe. I don't want you to watch it.
Yeah, everyone who's listening, please unsubscribe from Salty. Yeah.
If you have heard of something that I'm covering, don't watch me, like, ever.
Exactly.
Where's the link where they can unsubscribe?
It's youtube.com/saltydigadan/report, and you can report my YouTube channel.
So you're going to want to do that now.
Yeah.
For being too fun to watch.
Yeah, for being too fun to watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me ask you a question that we kind of ask a lot of YouTubers when we have them on, which is like, okay, so let's say you're someone who's kind of dicking around on YouTube and there's just so many fucking channels. You can swear on this, by the way. There's so many channels.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, yeah, that you can choose from.
We didn't
from.
Think that you would really do it. We're going to get fined now.
Shit. Ah, damn it. Fuck. Ah, oh, shit. Boy. Ah, crap.
Oh, this is going to hell in a handbasket. Anyway, okay. So let's say you have like a, well, not let's say, because it's true that people have like a billion different things to choose from. And like, I could watch Dunkey. I could watch, you know, cursed commercials. I could watch CGP Grey, you know, just like
call me Carson.
Yeah, just like kneecaps. A litany of content available to them. And there's a lot of dudes who are kind of like young adults and they make funny videos. So it's like there's already a lot of those. What separates your channel from the rest? What makes you truly unique?
Oh, dear Lord. I was really hoping that was not going to be the question.
We can circle back to it if you'd like.
No, wait, I can do this. I can do this. All right. My channel is funny. No, wait. It's unique. It's unique because I combine all of my pastimes together. Originally what the channel was just me doing stuff that I liked in video form. That was voice acting. Trying to be a comedian, like a stupid idiot comedian, playing video games and like animating and like drawing stuff. And I just kind of combined all of my hobbies into one, and that kind of became my YouTube channel. Like for a while, I just kind of made like fan content. I still do sometimes, like of like stuff that I'm watching or like a show that I'm watching, like a while back, I made a lot of videos about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because that's just what I was super into at the time. I still kind of am, but my YouTube channel has become more of just me. I know a lot of YouTubers out there could probably be like, well, what makes my YouTube channel special is that I'm me and nobody else can be me. It's true. So I would say that too, but I would also say that it's just, I enjoy making videos, so I just hoped other people would enjoy watching videos.
So what makes you truly unique is that you are a person that no one else is. So it's your content. Yes. It's not theirs.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, you know, Lars, we're kind of in that same boat.
Yeah,
so
we are
in a way,
also
we're
not
all
him.
Kind of unique.
Yeah.
I really love how, like, when you asked me that question, I didn't know how to answer, and I still kind of gave a kind of meh answer. So anybody who's out there and doesn't know who I am would not subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's just like, oh, yeah. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. Why should I subscribe to somebody who's themselves?
Yeah. You don't need more. You don't need more subscribers. You're doing just fine. So,
well, I mean, you know, I'd like more, you know, one day I'd like to have 3 more subscribers, but we'll see where that goes.
Hey, everybody, go to Salty DK Dan right now and subscribe. I'm going to keep refreshing his page until he has like 3 more subscribers.
Do it now.
We're not doing two people just did. I'm not going anywhere.
Guys,
I'm going to post. I'm not going anywhere until
guys.
Well, you guys are super serious about this.
We're not going anywhere until he's got 3 more subscribers. Now we just need 1 more.
Guys,
is this the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
We're literally not progressing. All right, there we go. Oh. We just got you those 3 that you asked for.
One of them was me.
Wow. This podcast is magical.
I know.
Magical.
Anyway, okay, so enough of the BS. Let's actually like do an episode. All right.
Cool.
Okay, so all right, so you say you're a gamer, and let's ask the basic question, you know, like what kind of stuff you've been playing?
Recently, not that much. I've just been so freaking busy editing videos and stuff. Like the only way that I ever play video games is by streaming. And recently, I haven't even had time to stream. So that puts me in the precarious situation of not playing video games that often, which sucks because I love them. But I have been playing If It Counts. The only thing I have had time to play is stuff that's on my phone. And I know that nobody thinks that mobile games are, you know, real video games, but I've been playing Tetris a lot.
Mm-hmm. Tetris counts because it was already like a real game.
Yeah, it's a real game, and now it's on a real phone.
Yeah. I like Tetris. Play, like, I, what's wrong with Tetris, dude? Joe?
I'll exit myself. I'll exit.
No, go ahead and ask your question. That's fine.
You ever play Headball? You ever play Headball 2?
Headball?
Yeah, it's a soccer game for the phone.
Mobile game, I've never heard of that.
If you haven't, don't.
It's awful.
Yeah, Joe has wasted like thousands of dollars on that game.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and describe it, Joe.
Pretty good paying job. And let's just put it this way. I would be able to have a pretty comfortable living if it was not for that darn game.
It's why his wife actually left him. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I feel like this episode has been cute so far, but we haven't really like done much with it. Let's try to get some meat in here on the bun.
Let's throw a hypothetical situation into the mix.
Okay.
Lars, you're really good at asking the one about the piss soap.
Oh, the piss soap question? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. How wholesome is your channel? Because I don't want to like ruin it by.
Oh, it's not wholesome at all.
Okay. All right.
Oh yeah. No. Okay. It's horrible. Like I mentally scar people. That's my job.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay. Because you seemed like a sweet little boy, but okay, that's fine. All right.
But he's actually a salty young man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I give off the appearance of young boy, but on the inside, I have so much PTSD.
Is it true that you're actually 58 years old?
Yeah, no, that is true. I'm 58 years old.
Well, mentally.
Well, not even mentally. I'm just a 58-year-old man in his basement.
You have the body of a 58-year-old.
Oh, that's Joe's type. That's why he's asking that. Yeah.
Man. Oh, okay.
It happens to be his type. That's not why he was asking it, though. Okay, no, here's the question. We got to stay on topic, guys. All right.
Or we can jump around.
That's true. All right, so suppose...
Let's stay on topic.
Hypothetically, that you found out that in France, there's a popular brand of soap that one of the main ingredients is your piss from when you were a baby.
Is it ever... If I could just interject and ask real quick, is there any explanation how they got your piss?
Yeah, a team of French scientists held you down and forced you to piss into a cup.
Oh, okay. Well, that actually makes... everything make a lot more sense.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like, oh, that actually happened, so that's fine.
Oh no, I was gonna say like that just makes all of my life experiences up until this point make sense.
Really quick, do you have any good piss stories?
Sadly, you know what? No, I don't have any good piss stories.
All right, so back to the question.
Okay, so the second half of the question is, it turns out that your mom has been basically hoarding all the. What's the word? Why am I blanking on that word all of a sudden? Oh, money, the royalties of this.
Oh,
yeah. And so the question is, well, I mean, there's a couple obvious questions to ask from it, but basically, like, what would you do with this information?
what would I do with the information?
Yeah.
I would probably first ask my mother why. I mean, she'd probably be doing it for the money. You know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to ask my mom why. I know why. I would do it, too.
Oh, you'd donate your kid's piss to a team of French scientists?
Well, I mean, like, you know, they're doing it for wholesome purposes. It's not like anything weird. It's just making piss soap.
No, nothing weird.
By the way, I think someone just jumped on the call and the first thing they heard was selling your piss to a team of French scientists.
So let's back up for a second.
Yeah. No, well, we're asking a hypothetical question, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, when Brett was a baby, his piss was sold to French scientists who held him down and forced him to piss into a cup. And that's now a popular brand of French soap.
Welcome to the first podcast.
Welcome to the first podcast, bitch.
So how would your relationship with your mom change?
Well, I think I would gain a lot of respect. You know, it's not the most popular of jobs that you could have. Selling your child's piss. But you know, you're earning a living. Like it's pretty respectable, I would say.
What if you found out that the royalties are not very good?
Or what if they were wasted?
Yeah, like you're.
Well, what do you mean by wasted?
The money, would you want the money back?
Well, I mean, it is my piss. And assuming when I find out, I would get a little bit of those royalties as well.
Well, would it make a difference if she did give you some of them versus if she didn't?
Well, I mean, if she didn't, I would be kind of like, but why? It's my piss. Like, that came from me. That golden liquid came from my baby boy body.
Oh, okay. Interesting sentence.
Yeah, no, I just like alliterations. Moving on.
Yeah. no, okay,
baby
so...
baby boy body.
So, the ultimate question, though, that I think is on everyone's mind here is, would you try the soap?
Use the piss
soap? I mean, at that point, I don't know, probably. I mean, why not? I mean, listen, if a huge group of, like French scientists made this piss soap, I mean, isn't shampoo already kind of made of, like, shit? Or am I getting that wrong?
Not that I know
of. I don't think that's true at all. What?
I thought wait, because it has poo in the name? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Shampoo.
No, I think it's a coincidence.
There's certain brands of shampoo that actually use feces in them, and apparently they're really good. Am I stupid? What? Is this just not something that's a thing? Because I was fairly certain this was the thing.
You know, that Joe is going to go Google that, I'm sure, but that actually kind of sounds correct because you know how they use bullshit as fertilizer? That might make sense. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I'm typing, is there poop in shampoo?
That's a weird thing to have in your history, Joe.
How to wash your hair without shampoo? Is there no shampoo? Trend healthy?
These are not giving you the answers we need.
No, to. I just want to know if there's poo in shampoo.
I might just be insane.
Yeah, I think so. Let's make that the next iteration of the question, by the way, Joe, for the next guest that we have. We should ask it about shampoo made out of your poop.
Yeah, they call it sham baby poo.
Sham poop.
Well, we'll workshop the name.
Sham poop.
I'm not sure about that. The chat's saying, what a wonderful conversation.
What's your favorite food?
I know it's not really like, I mean, I guess it's a food. It's more junk food than anything, but
I freaking love pretzels, man.
Specifically, Snyder's pretzel rods. Mm-hmm. I really hope if I ever get a sponsorship from any food brand in my entire life, I hope that it's Snyder's because I would endorse that shit for life, man.
Yeah.
And speaking of sponsors, by the way, Joe,
have you ever used a cell phone before, Derek?
Yeah, no. I've used one cell phone before.
Okay.
Never again.
Who do you have for your cell phone service?
I have Verizon.
Verizon? What do you pay monthly for Verizon, if you don't mind me asking?
A lot of dang money. A
lot of dang money, right?
Oh, well, if you don't want to pay a lot of dang money, you should check out Mint Mobile.
Hold on, let's not jump the gun here. What if I told you there was a way to save a lot of money with Mint Mobile?
Well, I would be very excited to hear that there's a lot of money to save with Mint Mobile.
For as little as $15 a month, or between 15 and 30 some odd, you know, per month, you're going to save a lot of money.
It's awkward.
Here, let me say that again. What if I told you that for as little as $15 a month, you could have cell phone service, and it's the same cell phone service as T-Mobile, basically, because they piggyback off T-Mobile, providing you the same network. It's a fraction of the cost.
Yep.
That'd be pretty good, huh?
Here's the thing. I'm a customer of Mint Mobile myself because...
Lars, you're a customer yourself, huh?
Yeah, I'm a customer myself because I looked at the prices once and I was like, holy shit, this is ridiculously cheap. And then I reached out to them afterwards about a sponsorship because I'd love to promote their product. The chat is saying I'm a costumer myself. No, I said customer. Customer, guys.
Customer. Dummies.
No, here's the thing. Okay, so I pay $25 a month for my phone service.
$25 a month?
That's it. I've never had a problem with them ever. They're great.
Surely you've had some problems.
No, not a single problem ever. I've never had a dropped call. I've never missed a text. My data works perfectly everywhere. It's great.
Well, except all those texts I sent you about owing me $20.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. All right. Mint.t1podcast.com can get you the subscription for as low as $15 a month for your cell phone. $15.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Yeah, there's only one more ad after this, by the way, Salty, so we apologize, but we do like money.
I like money, too.
Oh, I got my 2250 by now.
Yeah, I gave it back to him.
Just took a fucking month.
All right, so let's
I'm
ask
not
the,
salty, though.
Let's ask the basic question,
hey,
by the way.
Hey.
Oh, actually, you know what? Someone DM'd me the question specifically, so I'm going to say it's from Trent.
Okay.
And Trent was kind of asking about how this all got started. Like, how did you go from someone who, like, wanted to make something and then ended up on, like, a huge podcast like this? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Like you're just asking, like, what? Why did I make the channel? Or
yeah, like what? Yeah, why? How come? And just like, just he just wanted some insight into your history, I guess. I don't know.
So like, where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. The Cotton Eye Joe shtick. Oh, all right. Well, I made the channel, I think, back in 2014, but it didn't start uploading, I think, until like a year or so later. It's like I said, I guess earlier in the podcast, I wanted a creative outlet for stuff that I like doing. I started out as just a voice actor. I still am a voice actor. I go out on auditions and stuff. I get rejected from auditions and stuff. I don't get auditions and stuff. So all that. Just kidding. Yeah. I do get some auditions.
I know that it was kind of a similar question, by the way, to the one that you already kind of answered. But like, I felt so bad because Trent was like really excited to tune into this episode. And he's like, oh, my God. He was like on voice chat for like most of the afternoon. And then he found out last minute he couldn't attend. So I just wanted
to. I got you. I even got another question from Trent that I could bring up later. But it actually might be the same question now that I'm thinking. I totally didn't even see what Trent wrote, but hi, okay. Trent.
Hi, Trent.
I started out as just like a voice acting dude, and I like drawing, and I like playing video games, and I like being funny guy. And then I was like, what if I could have a creative outlet for all of those things together? And by doing so, hone my craft. And then I was like, well, I have a YouTube channel that I created, so why not just do that? So then I just started making content. I made like, you know, a lot of just like voiceover stuff, not a lot of comedic stuff until around like, I think 2 years ago, like around 2017, I really started to try to like, I started with Let's Plays, which is like what about 90% of people on YouTube do nowadays.
Wait, shut up for a second. We just got a new patron.
Holy
zero.
Zero
G shade. Thank you very much. Anyway, back to your story.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, I started as a Let's Player, like 90% of the internet does.
Oh, yeah, 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 we just assume you started as a Let's Player, because that's what people do.
You always assume whoever you're talking to has started their life as a Let's Player, until proven otherwise.
I came out of the womb. So
Let's Player.
Oh, that was an interesting, unexpected end to that sentence. Okay.
Came out of the womb Let's Playing.
Came out of the womb. Yeah. That's what you came out of. Okay.
Yeah, I was a stupid Let's Player, and I sucked at it, and then I just started doing videos with stuff that I thought was funny, and just junk like that. I got into the anime JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for a while, and I started focusing almost all of my content around that show, which led to burnout really quickly, and I was legitimately just going to put down YouTube and not come back to it, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try making stuff that I like instead of stuff that, you know, like people that might like this show that I like may like. That's a lot of likes in a sentence, but I'm sure you could follow along.
that's a very healthy process, by the way. That's also what we've done in terms of the podcast. We just like make the content that we like. I highly recommend for anyone listening to this episode, just go do that. Like, don't let anyone tell you not to do it. Like, there's a lot of hurdles to get past in order to get noticed and stuff. It's a rough game, but
yeah,
I think most people would be happier if they just went ahead and you know created something, even if only a few people check it out that means something to them, that's something they would enjoy.
I would say you do want to still know your audience, and you do still want to be like a good storyteller and content creator. But after that, you know, just do what you want to do. Don't worry about pleasing everybody.
And that comes with practice, by the way, too. Like, we didn't start as magical podcasters. We started as kind of idiots. Like, our first episodes we've deleted because they sucked. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know the
We Don't Suck
podcast?
Yeah, that was not us.
Well, if you listen to some of our first few episodes, it was the We Suck podcast.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Haha.
We Don't Suck with Kill Bill and Rev.
Yeah, We Don't Suck with Kill Bill and Rev.
Great
who
guys.
We also had on a couple different times.
But we don't need to advertise someone else's podcast on this podcast, Joe.
Great guys, great content. Check it out. You're going to like it a lot. Subscribe to their Patreon.
All right. All right, Derek. Oh, I'm sorry, Brett. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. Oh, yeah, you got to keep up that facade. You know
you
what
say
I'm
Brett or Brad?
I said Brett.
No, I'm sorry, talking to Brad. Brad or Brett? Or Brad?
Is Brad?
I'm going to call
first?
You Brad.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I had an idea, by the
I
way.
Call you
and
Chris?
Shut up, Joe. I had an idea for our server, and Joe keeps trying to like veto it. Can you weigh on something that I want to do? Okay.
Yes.
I started without you actually responding. Okay. So the
I'm
idea
curious
is
where we're,
okay. So let's say we're trying to get it up to 1,000 members.
Oh,
and
my
idea is. Once we get to 1,000 members, we're going to Thanos snap the server and ban 500 people. Now, is this a great idea or is this an amazing idea?
He just wants to do it like as a joke, but I think it's bad for business.
Okay, so that's a double-edged sword, right? Because to me, that would be just a funny meme and I would probably do it too. But then again, like friends of mine, like my friend Pasty, would probably say that's a horrible idea. I feel like I wouldn't recommend it, but I also think that it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm kind of torn on it.
You know, here's the thing. When you described it as a double-edged sword, it's really more of a single-edged sword, and the edge is turned towards us. Like, we're really the only ones who, like, hurt from this. So it's kind of a bad idea, but I don't know.
Well, maybe the double edge is like we're hurting ourselves, but we're also hurting the fans. So it's really like a double whammy sword.
And then it would really only like work as like a single joke. Like you can't really undo it.
What if we took it a step further and we get to 1,000, we Thanos snap half the server, and then we get rid of the other 500, and then we delete the server and we stop doing the podcast. Like, why don't we just take it? Like, why don't we just do that? Hello?
I think he just left you on red, Joe.
All right.
Oh, me? Yeah. Wait, were you asking me or were you asking?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Why don't we just take it a step
Let's
further?
Not do that, Joe.
That'd be bad, right?
Obviously a bad idea.
What if you go to each individual person's house and you slap them and say, please stop watching our show and then leave?
Oh, that's a reward for the $10 tier on Patreon.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you guys are already... All right, cool. Awesome.
this is complete bullshit.
Anyway.
Okay. So, Brett, what's like a quintessential salty video that people should check out?
Well, I totally keep forgetting that my name's Brett. And I'm like, oh, cool, the third podcast member, Brett.
Yeah.
He's very quiet.
What's a quintessential Salty DK Dan video that people like me, Brett, should go watch?
Yeah.
I think literally everybody, including chat, would say the Thanos Irwin video. But I wouldn't say that personally, because that does not reflect my content at all. I would say watch the Thanos Irwin video because it's good for just a dumb laugh. And I'd love to explain what that is in but a moment for anyone who may not know. And you changed my name to Brett. Okay, awesome. Now I'll know when I look at Discord that my name is Brett. But the quintessential Salty DK Dan video, I would say any of the Have You Heard About videos, like literally any of them. I would say, me personally, I think my favorite one is actually let me look, because now I'm forgetting what subjects I made videos on before.
Okay, that's fine.
And I'm afraid that I might say one that's not out yet, and I'm big on not spoiling the meme.
Oh, okay. Oh, you don't want to dry snitch on the podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to dry heave.
Joe,
Havana?
While he's doing that, do you want to get the last ad read out of the way so we can have the full rest of the episode without any ads?
Oh, yeah. Listener, if you want to hear what I'm going to say, listen to the end of this ad.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Why would someone want to go to that random website, Joe?
Hey. You want to watch TV programs that are available only in another country, and you need to trick your internet service provider into thinking you're in that country. B, you think people are hacking into your shit, or you know they're hacking into your shit. Like, you're at the airport terminal looking at bags, and you think you're going to get a virus and you need protection, or someone's hacking and you need protection.
The Watch Dogs 2 hackers are out, and they're out to get you.
You need to, don't be silly, wrap your willy. Yep. NordVPN.
NordVPN is a virtual private network that acts as the condom of the internet. It's 2019. The internet sucks ass now. Everyone's trying to steal your data. Everyone's trying to throttle you. Everyone's trying to do everything to just like ruin your shit.
The internet sucks ass. The internet eats ass. Don't be an ass. NordVPN.
Yeah, exactly. NordVPN is $3 a month now. $3 to protect yourself from all the stupid ass shit that comes out on the internet nowadays. The problems that is, Joe.
NordVPN.
What's the name of this podcast?
The First Podcast.
Yes, that's also the checkout code of the checkout to get 75% off your first subscription.
It's like $3 a month.
Yeah. $3 a month to not get, you know, gonorrhea, metaphorically.
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy. NordVPN.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Checkout code The First Podcast. You'll thank me later when you don't have AIDS.
Now, welcome to an ad-free rest of the episode. Brett.
Okay.
Brett Canterbury.
Brett.
What did you say? Brett Canterbury?
Brett Canterbury.
Canterbury. Okay. Yeah. Full name. Full name reveal, everybody. Brent Canterbury.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just say I found the video that I would suggest personally because it's my favorite so far in the Have You Heard About series of videos. It is called Have You Heard About SpongeBob Beyond. It is it's a video where me and a good friend of mine, Pasty, we talk about this really weird fan-made animation about SpongeBob that I found online. Just randomly somebody DM'd me a link to it with nothing else like in the DM, and I started watching it and I just thought it was so bizarre because this channel had not even accumulated like over 1,000 subs, and the animation was so high quality and strange that I thought it would be one of the perfect things to start out that series doing, was just showing him that. So hey, if you like weird things, watch that. It's pretty good.
I do like weird things.
Most people do.
You should post a link for the people in the recording chat.
Oh yeah, feel free.
Sure, yeah, and I'll post a link so that it's embedded in the playlist, so if you forget to turn it off, it'll just keep going.
Wow, cool. Okay. That looks really weird. Like, really weird.
It is very bizarre.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, let's move on.
All right.
I was listening to the video, and because it's your voice in both, I thought you were talking in the podcast, and then I paused it, and then you stopped talking. I was like, oh, it was the video.
Don't watch the video now. We got to do a podcast.
I just clicked on the link.
Oh, okay.
Let's get live commentary to the video that is about live commentary on something else.
Yeah, guys, go ahead and turn off the episode at this point. Go watch his video and then come on back. We'll be here.
We'll come back in 21 minutes and 9 seconds.
Should I add 21 minutes and 9 seconds of silence there?
You know, normally I would say yes, but in this case, I would just say no.
I think they can pause it. I think they can pause the podcast.
If you guys are capable of pausing a podcast, if you have that level of restraint, go ahead and check that out for some context.
Or if you don't want to watch it, you could just keep watching the podcast. I don't care. Do what you want to do.
Try listening to them at the same time with like one in one ear and one in the other. It'll help your brain.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
And then your third ear should be listening to just whatever.
Third ear?
Yeah. Where is that located?
Your asshole. You guys don't have
You don't have an ass ear?
A third ear?
What the fuck?
Is that what the asshole is for?
Is my butthole just like terribly deformed where I always thought it was a third ear?
Yeah, I didn't have the heart to tell you, man. I'm sorry.
Wow. I learn something new every day. Damn.
Yeah. It's every day, bro.
I'm going to have to save up for the surgery then.
So that's what 3D audio is. Oh.
That's what my doctor's been telling me. 3D audio is
audio in your
ass,
basically.
Yeah. Audio in your ass. Anyway. The full experience.
Brat, have you ever stopped to think about what your useless
superpower? Why did you call him Brad? It's Brett.
Brat.
Brant. Oh, it's Noah, dude. Come on.
Brant.
Go ahead.
Anyway, have you ever thought about what your useless superpower would be?
Ooh. Probably to detach my right leg.
I feel like that could be useful, though, if you need a blunt object to throw at somebody.
I mean, like, I feel like even saying that is kind of insensitive because some people can do that because they have mechanical legs, which is kind of awesome.
And that then it's useful.
That's, well, by the way, that's an actual superpower. I'm about to link something in the recording chat. That's the power of Arm Fall Off Boy.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it right when you said that this was an actual power. I had a feeling it was going to be Arm Fall Off Boy, but I'm saying leg. It's different.
Okay. Oh,
well,
okay.
That would be Leg Fall Off Boy.
Yeah, no, because if your arm falls off, like, you still have one, but if your leg falls off, it kind of, like, it's hard to walk at that point.
Yeah, you have to hobble around. Like, it's way worse than having your arm fall off. Because if you have your arm fall off, you still can walk around. You can just use your arm as a blunt weapon to hit people with.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just for the sake of...
By the way, someone in the chat just said, I can't feel my arms. That tends to happen on this podcast. It's just kind of a weird side effect. Don't worry about it. If it persists for more than 4 hours, just go ahead and...
Oh, I was going to ask about that, too.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Ask.
Oh, I was just going to ask why my arms are so numb, but, you know.
Your arm's numb? Numb arm?
No arm.
Oh, I have a video for you to watch real quick. Hold on. Joe, distract our guest.
What did you have for lunch?
I had... Oh, this is actually, like, a horrible question because I had McDonald's for lunch and I never do.
Why'd you call his question horrible? That was kind of mean.
I'm saying it's horrible for me. I'm saying it's a brilliant, amazing question. Leonardo da Vinci would ask that question to me if he was still alive.
We have you on this podcast and you insult the host by calling my question dumb.
I'm sorry.
You're never gonna work in this town again.
I was just ashamed of my McDonald's eating habits because now people are gonna be like, oh, Brett's fat. He's a big old fatty.
You weren't calling my question dumb. You were just ashamed of your eating habits?
Yes.
Oh, well, if that's all, I'd love to forgive you. I'd love to have you work in this town again.
Ah, sweet. I love working in this town.
This is a weird RP.
Yo, I'm all down for RPs.
Okay, by the way, I stopped the recording chat for a second. I'm gonna post a video. Speaking of numb arms, have you seen Nate's Narm?
Nate's Narm.
Yeah.
This
is actually on my channel, which I'm not like a YouTuber, but I just uploaded this. Let's watch this on three.
All right, everybody.
Three,
one, two, one. Go.
My arm, it's numb. Numb arm.
Nate! What's the matter?
Nate, what's the matter?
What is this?
Nate, what's the matter?
That's from a show called 6 Feet Under. That was supposed to be a dramatic scene, and it got really out of hand.
Numb arm.
Narm.
Nate, what's the matter?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and post a link to that in the description if you guys want to check that out.
Well,
yeah.
What is the matter with Nate?
His arm is numb.
He has a stroke. And this, like, it was supposed to be like a super, like, dramatic scene, but it's an example of an effect called Narm, where, like, a show is trying to go for something very, like, serious, but it just completely backfires. Random trivia of the day.
Was that term coined from this very scene? Narm?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So
you may be wondering why this clip has like 5,000 views. It's kind of a funny story. Lars, you should tell it. You should say why. Like, isn't there some famous page that redirects?
Oh, TV Tropes links to it. It's not a funny story. It's just a story, and that's the end of it.
Yo, that's
just
amazing. I wish the TV Tropes linked to me. I have no reason for them to do that, but I wish that happened to me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
jealous. Anyway.
Oh, wait, for the audience, by the way, because we try not to be like, oh, you haven't heard of that? What is TV Tropes?
TV Tropes is a website full of TV tropes.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. It's a Wikipedia for TV things. And it also has trivia. I use it a lot for the trivia because I like trivia.
Mm. It's way more interesting than it sounds.
At work, somebody was like, oh, Joe, you haven't heard of some movie? And I was like, no, I was like, you haven't seen it? And I was like, no, I haven't seen it. There's a lot of content out there. And unsurprisingly, this movie that was out 2 decades ago, I didn't see it then and I haven't seen it since. You haven't seen it?
That was a good response, Joe, by the way. That was appropriate to be kind of sassy.
I didn't happen to see it.
Well, yeah. What was the movie?
I don't remember, but it was...
It was Inception, dude.
It was like Avatar. You haven't seen Avatar?
You haven't seen Pinocchio?
Do you guys remember when everybody was like talking about how amazing Avatar was?
Yeah.
Do you think that it's 2009? Do you think that people really think that? Or do you think that they were just in on the fad?
Here's what I'm going to say about Avatar.
It was a bandwagon.
From a story perspective, it's a ripoff. It's not a great film, but as a technical achievement, it's great.
I would say if you want to watch a movie about blue people, watch the Smurfs movie where they go to real life New York City. That's a really funny movie. I watch that like every day before I eat breakfast.
Every day?
I feel like Avatar was a good thing for Best Buy to be able to have on mute back in the day when they were first advertising like HD movies, but...
Oh my god, that's so weird that you just said that because I was in, I think, like a T-Mobile the other day with a friend of mine and they were playing Avatar on the big...
Really?
The big widescreen TV. I was baffled by it too. I'm like, why? You guys know that there's like better looking movies now than Avatar, right? Like at the time it was good.
Did you just say you were raffled by it?
No, I was razzled. I was razzmatazzed by it.
By the way, you were in a T-Mobile?
Yeah, I was in a T-Mobile.
Well, what if I told you that you could save a lot of money on your cell phone
Lars,
service?
Lars,
bring it back. Bring it. Just copy and paste the same audio that you recorded for that ad and just put it there.
We should record a bonus episode and it's nothing but ads that we've done.
Or let's just convert the show to an ads podcast. I think that'd be great. Anyway,
we should.
Mint.t1podcast.com. Let's not do another ad read.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Salty DK Dan, a couple people were kind of asking me about this, not kind of asking me, they were just asking. I don't know why I said that.
Directly asking.
Why Salty DK Dan as a name?
Oh, I actually answered this like once in a Q&A like a long time ago, so I understand a lot of people don't get it. But I'm gonna let y'all in the know right now, okay?
Ooh, you heard it here first.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, you heard it here second. You know, I don't want to... Don't toot your horn too hard.
You heard it here first on the
We're
first podcast.
We're going to toot our own horns then. That's fine.
Okay, this is the first podcast. What? Even better, I'll just delete the entire Q&A video. So then this will be the only place where you can hear it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of cool like that. Yeah.
You heard it here first and only here.
Okay, go ahead. This is BS. Let's just go ahead.
But, okay, so I created the username SaltyDKDan when I first bought an Xbox 360, and that was a long ass time ago when I was like in my teens, and I...
Like 40 years ago?
Yeah, 40 years ago, 40 whole years ago.
Wow.
I was a fetus back then.
A former fetus, yeah.
I am now a former fetus, but I was a fetus back then.
Back then you were presently a current fetus.
Yeah, yes.
Soon to be a former fetus.
Mm-hmm. But I had purchased an Xbox 360 and I had learned of the wonders of online gaming. And before you get into the world of online gaming, you need to make a username or, in Xbox's case, a gamer tag.
Sure.
And I had no idea, like what, because I'd never heard of online gaming before, so I didn't know what a username was. So when it was like, make a gamer tag, like some of the stuff that I saw about it was like tips and tricks on making your gamer tag. It's like, maybe combine a bunch of words that you like or something that means something to you and add some numbers at the end. And I was like, well, I don't want numbers in my name because math is lame. But I combined a bunch of things about myself. So if you were listening to... previously in this podcast, I talked about how I enjoy pretzels, and pretzels usually have salt on them if you're not a weirdo.
This is a throwback to an earlier moment.
Yes, yes. So rewind the podcast now and listen.
Rewind.
I've replaced your DNA with Fruit by the Foot. That would be end game, my friend.
I guess that is what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ate a lot of like salty stuff when I was younger. I still do, but I'm trying to stop it now because, you know, diabetes is scary. I don't have it, but
soon you'll be reduced sodium, DK Dan.
yes. just sodium. But yeah, no, I liked salty foods. I still do. And I was like, you know what? That's going to be my tag, salty. And then I had to put other stuff in it because it can't just be salty because somebody already took that gamer tag.
That
on Xbox.
Bastard.
It was taken.
So yeah, it was taken. Shocking. I know.
I'm shocked and appalled.
It was salty DK Dan because salty. I really liked salty food. Still do. DK because those were my initials.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah. No, my name, full name is Donkey Kong. My friends actually used to call me Donkey Kong in school because it was like, oh, your initial is DK. That's so funny, dude.
Oh, Lars, you should open up recording chat back up.
Fuck, again. I forgot to do that.
Yeah, somebody's like, they're all posting in general. You should open up. Why is
Sorry,
it
guys.
But yeah, and the last go, thing is Dan. And Dan is actually kind of a funny story, and I don't really... Dan isn't super relevant of a character anymore, but when I was a kid, I created this character called Dan. I guess you could call him an OC or original character. He was, I made him in like really early in elementary school because I liked drawing and I was like, man, I should make my own character for like comics or something. So I literally, I'm not even making this up. I liked drawing. I couldn't draw for my life. So I created a character that is like even more simple than a freaking stick figure, if that's even possible. It is a circle with arms and legs with a dot in the middle. And he was like a giant eyeball with arms and legs.
Okay.
And his name was Dan. And I used him until I got to middle school, and then I was like, maybe I should stop drawing a giant eyeball all the time with arms and legs.
You used him?
Yeah, no, I used him for comics and stuff like that. Like, funny, like, three panel, like, Garfield Sunday strip comics. And, yeah, I used him for the longest time for, like, stuff like that, and then I kind of retired the character, like I said, when I got to middle school, and I was like, maybe I should, like, come up with concepts that are a little bit more... complicated than a giant eyeball, but yeah, that's my tag.
Oh, there you go. By the way, people are requesting if they can see the comics. You can if you join our $100 tier at patreon.com/T1podcast.
I really wanted to make a video about the comics because I still do have some of them and they're extremely cringeworthy. I don't like to use the word cringe. But when it comes to referring to myself, I can call myself cringy because I know I am.
Mm-hmm. If you join our $1,000 tier, Red is going to sign it and mail it out to you.
Yeah, I'll sign it and mail it out to you.
Join our $1,000 tier and then he will do that for you.
In all seriousness, though, Joe, if people have been tuning in for a while and they wanted to join our Patreon and get some special benefits, how would they do that?
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
And for $2 a month, what do they get?
They can get special privileges in the Patreon. In the Discord. They can listen to the episodes before they come out. And Narm.
Oh, no, he's got Narm.
Narm.
No, but okay, so you get early listening access to all episodes. I literally post them like the moment that they're done and I've listened to them once. You get the raw mixdown file from Audition, actually, right away.
Sergeant Grease Mixer says, if I pay $1,000, you better make me a permanent part of the fucking cast. We will.
Yeah,
and for $1,000, we will.
Bucks,
don't worry,
you can join
we
the
will.
Podcast, that's fine.
You can join the fucking pod. You could be the third co-host we haven't been looking for.
You also get an on-air shout-out, like Zero G Shade, who just became a patron on the episode.
Zero G Shade.
Thank you kindly. You are now one of the better members on the server. We love
Thank you.
Anyway, Patreon.com/TLMPodcast. $2 a month gets you early listening access, an on-air shout-out, special patron-only hangouts, a patron role in the Discord, and a lot of other cool little stuff.
The other patrons that are online right now are Geese, Kanye's Prostate, Uncle Goat, as well as Zero G Shade.
Yeah. I just never realized how ridiculous those are.
Kanye's Prostate.
Yeah, yep. Kanye's Prostate's online.
I am so angry that that username is taken. I would have just never thought.
Here, I can change yours to Kanye's Prostate, too.
No, please, please, please change my name to Kanye's Prostate, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Jaden changes her username, like, once a day, so that'll probably be gone. It'll be available again soon.
Now we have two Kanye's prostates.
We have both of his prostates online.
Yeah, Kanye has two prostates.
All both of them.
I think I should make that the cold open, just that little part about how we have both
Kanye's prostate.
Both of Kanye's prostates.
That will make zero sense out of context.
Or very little sense in context, yeah. Too.
Still very little. By the way, the chat's calling you Salty Kanye's Prostate Dan. That's kind of rude.
No, that's my name.
Oh, okay.
Do you even read Discord? It says Kanye's Prostate.
Dog, I can't
in big
read.
Big letters.
I'm
that's
sorry.
My name, Alabama. Man. I'm in the middle of changing my YouTube tag to that now, too.
The Kanye's that'll, Prostitute.
That'll totally oh, not get prostate. Me demonetized.
You know what you should change your YouTube name to?
What?
Patreon.com/T1Podcast.
Done.
Anyway, yes! That integration.
That way everyone's going to know where they can help us out. And
yeah, by the way, if you want to tune into these live and call the guests really unusual names, you can go to discord.t1podcast.com and hang out with us. You can say hello. You can say hello to us. You can say hello to the guests, and you can say goodbye when we are done.
Does anyone in the audience have a question they want to ask who has like a good quality mic?
Yeah.
If type the number 5.
Oh, already.
Sergeant Grease Mixer.
Hey, Peter, you got any E3 predictions?
I predict that it's going to be kind of lame and disappointing, but there's still going to be some cool stuff, like every year.
I'm anticipating Spore 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, my God. Wait, did EA develop Spore?
No, they developed Sports. EA Sports.
Spore.
No, I said Spore.
I thought that we were talking about Spore, that one game that was heavily advertised on Max and stuff when that was a big thing.
Yeah, I did say Spore.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Spore.
Well, you know, speaking of things that end with or, I got to ask the question, by the way. What do you think about boars?
Like the animal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they are large, and I do enjoy large things. Feel free to take that out of context if you want.
All right. I think we will.
Spore was pretty, it's like good game, but it was a little disappointing because first they advertised it. Like if you didn't have the legs in the right spot, your character wouldn't be able to walk. And then it was like, oh, but little kids are going to play it and they're going to not be happy. So yeah, everyone has to, every creature is going to work out just fine. You don't have to actually be good at it.
No, honestly, Spore is the best game ever. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I like it.
I like Spore.
I like it.
Spore is the best game. No, I'm just kidding. I don't really like Spore that much.
Boo.
Anyway, no.
All right. Okay.
But no, I just want to say something about Spore real quick on this Spore-themed podcast. I just want to say, I gave up playing Spore once my creature became too intelligent, because then he started making a society and it became a Sims game, and I don't like Sims, so I stopped playing.
Oh, I love Sims.
Get out of here.
I just started playing The Sims 4 again today after like a year and a half hiatus. I'm making a nice lesbian family.
Oh, yeah, no.
Anyway.
I don't know why you talking about playing Sims and saying, I'm making a nice lesbian family, and they're turning out great.
It's very politically correct.
Good for them.
Hey, what do you do if you have a coworker that's just like starting rumors and like...
That's a really good question, and I have had experience with something like that before. And I guess like just to quickly relay that story, I worked with... I literally, and this is not even joking, this sounds like a dumb sitcom plot, but I worked with my old school bully. in like concessions, like selling people.
Wait,
food.
When you say that, I'm confused. Is it like an old school bully or like an old bully from school? Like which one of those was
Oh, no.
Meant
it was a janitor. Old school bully is like, hey, Dorcas, what's up, dork? No, I got bullied by some kid in like, I think it was like middle school. And I ended
what was
up
his
working.
First name?
His first name is, oh my God, I don't even remember. I'm going to say Nick. I feel like Nick is like a bully type name, even though I know like multiple people named Nick that are not bullies. I'm going to say Nick anyway.
I feel like Cleavis could be a good bully name too.
Cleavis is a good one.
The first person we interviewed was Nick Berkey, aka Pogo, and he's a sweet boy. So, you know.
But yeah, let's just say his name is Nick or like Brutus.
Nick Brutus.
Yeah, Nick Brutus. I worked
Nick
with this guy.
Bruno Brutus.
Sure, whatever.
I worked with this guy named Nick Brutus, and he was kind of well, at first he was kind of cool. I was like, wow, I guess he grew out of being a tool, which, you know, happens with some people, and you kind of have to forgive them for any sort of past transgressions. But, you know, at first he seemed kind of nice. I was like, hey, yeah, I don't mind working with this guy. I mean, sure, it's kind of ironic that we're working together, but yeah. You know, some stuff happened during one of our work days where he got in trouble with the boss. And, you know, I thought that we were on pretty friendly terms. So I offered him some advice. I was like, hey, well, even if you didn't do anything wrong, why not just fake it and say sorry to the boss? And then he'll be off your butt about it. And then he got really angry with me and it literally resulted almost like reverted back to primal form of bully. Ooh. And then just started, you know, like doing stuff like, you know, just being an asshole and commenting on my appearance, you know, normal bully stuff. But, you know, at that point, and I think the original question was like, how do you deal with somebody like in your workplace?
Yeah, or like, yeah, somebody who's not being respectful.
Yeah.
Let's say someone you work with.
He's talking about me.
Yeah, like your co-host with somebody and they don't respect your creative liberty.
I guess I'll just speed it up to the very end of it. But essentially, I was just going to say, like, I just went to my boss and I was like, hey, boss, you know that guy that is being an asshole? Well, he's an asshole to me. So if you want to do whatever you want to do, just go for it because he's super unprofessional. And, you know, he ended up getting fired, which was really, I felt like I did that and I felt bad, but it wasn't really me. Like, it was a bunch of other people that came to him, too.
He did it to himself.
Yeah, he ended up doing it to himself, and I was like, I guess I don't have to feel bad about getting someone fired. Yay! I was just a small piece to the firing puzzle.
So you're saying that if somebody's being a dick to you, you should tell on them?
Yes, you should be a little baby boy and tell on them.
Okay, because, sounds good. Thank you.
If the person is your boss, though, damn fam, I don't know what you gotta do.
Go above them and tell on them to the regional director.
Yeah.
Phone up the president.
There are a lot of HR solutions for this, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, if we're being serious, there's plenty of HR solutions for this.
This is the HR podcast.
They have HR wherever you work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you say they have HR wherever you twerk?
Let's not do another rewind gag, Joe. That's fine.
No need to rewind, though. Yeah. I think I misunderstood you. Okay. I think you said work.
I just feel bad because I think it was a joke question and I took it seriously and I actually relayed a serious answer.
I didn't mean it as a joke question. It's I think like everybody deals with that.
Yeah, but it wasn't referring to me. If that's what you were. Yeah.
It wasn't actually referring to Lars. Yeah. I think there's several people always who are disrespectful to people at work. And, you know, we could do an entire episode about that.
Just beat them up, basically.
Yeah, no, yeah, just beat them
shit
up.
Just beat the fucking shit out of them.
It says in the United States doctrine and every other doctrine of every other country that if somebody is being an ass to you, you have full right to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a text question in the chat asking if you're ever going to stream horror games again.
Okay. I actually do have an answer to this. I am going to stream again. I'm planning on doing that. I just really need to replace my current computer. It's literally a piece of garbage, and I can't stream with it anymore. But I personally, I don't do really well with horror games, as people who have watched me have probably will probably understand. I've never made a video on like anything horror related, at least like not anything recent, until my most recent video where I played this game called Toilet in Wonderland. It's like this RPG maker game. It's very like, it's bizarre. But there's a part in it where there is this horror scenario where Mario, like the red Mario, the Italian plumber, him and
that Mario.
Oh, as opposed to Mario, the guy who runs the Italian food place down the street from me, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the Italian plumber guy that jumps and says, wahoo, that guy. Oh,
that, as opposed to the Italian plumber who jumps and says something different.
The video game one. The video game one, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, got it.
Got it.
Okay.
Now we're all on the same page.
Shut up, Joe.
He shows up in the game, and he makes a lot of spooky... It's bizarre because it's terrifying. Mario doesn't seem like a terrifying guy, but when there's like 30 different Marios jumping out at you just randomly, it's kind of scary. I don't even know how to comment on this. But anyway, just on the horror thing, I do want to play horror games in the future because I think it's funny how much I hate horror games and how much people get enjoyment out of my pain. So, I mean, I'd love to in the future once I start streaming again. But yeah, that's it, I guess. That's the answer to that question.
Thank you.
Cool.
Also, thank you to everyone who tuned in live.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Everyone, give yourselves a big old round of applause because you make the show happen. Not you, Lars.
I was clapping too.
I'm giving a round of applause to our audience, Joe.
No, I'm just... Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone's clapping in the chat. We appreciate that as well.
Clap, 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 clap. Everyone has the clap.
All right. Is there anything that we didn't cover that we probably should before we get off of the podcast and never speak again?
Oh, I will say, somebody in chat just reminded me of this, but not anymore. I was the world record speedrun holder for iCarly for the Wii.
Ooh, that's really? A competitive yes. game, man.
Well, I mean, I kind of helped make the competitive scene the way it was. Like, nobody was really speedrunning the game. It was only one guy, so it was a really easy record to beat. But, you know, it was kind of devastating because I had the record for 30 minutes until somebody who watched my stream said, hey, I also have this game and a streaming setup. I'm going to speedrun this game too, and streamed literally 30 minutes after me and immediately got the record, and I can't beat them. So yeah.
Well, for a moment you were the record holder.
For a moment, yes.
You're like the rival in Pokemon Red and Blue, where your victory is very, very fleeting cuz you get beaten by Ash or Red very quickly.
I actually met Miranda Cosgrove in real life.
Really? How was that?
Yeah, I work at a hotel, and she came into the hotel and went to the front desk. I didn't know who she was until after she walked away, though. But she was incredibly awkward.
As she was walking by you, did she whisper into your ear, "I'm the iCarly person"?
No, she walked up to the desk I work at, and she said, "I'm ready for my bags." And I said, "Where would you like them brought to? Here or outside?" And she said, "Here is fine." And I said, "Are you sure? If you're leaving, I can have them meet you outside by the car." And she said, "Just here." And I said, "Okay."